We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Question for you.
Yeah.
And it's very open-ended, very, very vague. You can go whichever way you want.
Okay.
More likelihood, higher level of probability, in your opinion. Uh-oh. I'll answer it as well. I'll let you go first. What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm just joking.
The Yankees underachieve.
Yeah.
Or the Mets overachieve.
More likely is the Mets overachieve.
Why?
First off, I think there's just little to no expectations coming into the year. I think it changed a little bit with J.D. Martinez. I think there's been frustration from Met fans that Cohen is not spent. Frustration with the wait-and-see approach that David Stearns has taken on with Pete Alonso. They didn't have a DH. They do now. It's going to take Martinez a little bit of time to get himself up to, you know, but he's a professional bat, had a really good year last year, hit .271 for the Dodgers, hit 25-plus home runs, and provides protection for Alonso. I think when you look at the starting rotation, it's filled with a lot of what-ifs. Outside now with a banged-up Kodai Senga, Quintana, you know, Luis Severino, Sean Manaea, Tyler McGill. When you look at it, I think the bullpen's going to be rock solid. Hauser as well. The return of Edwin Diaz is going to help, but I think it's just... I think they have a chance to supersede expectations. I think their win total is set at 80.5.
That's what it is, 80.5.
I don't.
Yanks
don't
are about 93.5 for those.
Yankees are going to be even though I have concerns, as we talked about throughout the course of the show about the starting rotation, I don't have concerns that the Yankees are going to win games in the regular season. To me, it's all about what this team is going to become October. For the Mets, they had all the expectations going into last year. They won 75 games. There is not that high anticipation this year, and I think if things work out really well, I think the lineup could be really productive. Healthy Marte, Nimmo, Lindor last year played with a hurt elbow.
Alvarez year two,
Alonso contract year.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they get at third base, McNeil, if he goes back to being the kind of all-around hitter instead of trying to launch the ball over the fence. Now you throw J.D. Martinez, and I think the bullpen's really good.
Yeah, I do too. That was some of the early tinkering that Stearns did, and they added all these arms to the bullpen. You know, for me to answer that, if you just tuned in, I asked Moose, what's the higher level of probability, in his opinion, Yankees underachieve, whatever that perception might be. I mean, you could literally attach 93.5 wins. That's Vegas' total. But, I mean, maybe a bit more of a nebulous form, however you interpret the Yankees' high level, or the Mets overachieving. Now, I don't think there's any way that the Yankees underachieve, because I do realize that they're flawed without Cole, but I do think they'll hit the crap out of it and outslug teams, certainly during the regular season. So I would have to say, and this is probably going to surprise a lot of Mets fans, I actually think there's a better chance that the Mets overachieve, I'm with you on that,
yeah,
than the Yankees underachieving here. And the funny thing is, when you talk about the construction of the Yankees and why it was so important to get Soto and all the other things that they've done, at least so far going into the season, we talk about the limited, whatever remains of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole's prime. That prime window, you got to try to maximize it. Well, there's more guys on the Mets who are making big money that are long-term commitments that are also in their prime, whether it's Lindor, whether it's Pete. Of course, you've got to get the contract done. McNeil's got a couple of years to go. Nimmo signed an 8-year contract. So their core is going to be here for a while, and their core is not young either. So somebody like J.D. Martinez, who costs nothing. Now, this should have happened a month ago, but they did the right thing.
And time helped.
And I do think the Mets will be a lot more fun to watch than I did maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Time helped Martinez, and then the Mets be able to get him at the number that they wanted and the number that they were comfortable with, because there wasn't that great marketplace, and they were kind of waiting and taking the wait-and-see approach, and they finally got the guy that they had targeted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.